are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen each and every day. Remember, folks, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriot Maven of Sports Illustrated. I am also your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which, of course, is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And, folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed, very much appreciated. So share that feedback. Send it to the internet by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some weekend love to that Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, it has been a little bit of a disjuncted week here at Locked On Patriots, and due to some family issues, folks, I do apologize for the regular schedule being thrown off a little bit, but we will still continue to bring you the very latest news, notes, and analysis from Foxborough right here. And as we've all been saying all along here on Locked On Patriots, all week long, folks, the New England Patriots' business of building a roster certainly does not cool with the conclusion of the 2022 NFL draft. Before those draft cards even have a chance to cool off, the team turns its attention toward undrafted free agency. And that's what we're going to talk about here today on Locked On Patriots. 10 draftees found their way to Foxborough as the result of the draft, but eight now New England Patriots will be trying to punch their card as undrafted free agents. We're going to go over all of the undrafteds in just a moment here on Locked On Patriots, but a little background on the undrafted free agents first off, folks. Under the direction of Bill Belichick, everyone makes a big deal about the Patriots having this undrafted free agent fetish, if you will. They really have been the prime destination for a lot of undrafted free agents. And when you get that call after not hearing your name on draft night, it's got to be a pretty good boost to the ego for that player, because the New England Patriots don't just invite anyone to try to be their new undrafted free agent of the future. Few of the prominent Patriots, both past and present, that have made an impact. David Andrews at the center position. Can't argue with the job that he's done. Team captain, Pro Bowler. David has been out there, done it all, and he is truly one of the most valued members of that locker room. But it's not just David Andrews, folks. Brandon Bolden, our main man Murph's favorite guy, now off with the Las Vegas Raiders, but you can't argue with the job that he did here in New England all of the years that he played here in two tours of duty. Brandon's going to be missed in that locker room and on the special teams unit, but he has brought a tremendous amount to the New England Patriots. Malcolm Butler, now back in New England for his second tour of duty this year. Of course, everyone remembers Super Bowl 49 and the infamous Malcolm Go pick at the goal line. But Malcolm has a chance to build on that legacy as well this year. He's been a tremendous addition as an undrafted free agent. But I'm just getting warmed up, folks. J.C. Jackson, now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. He comes in as an undrafted rookie free agent. And what a job that he had done, going from basically obscurity to being one of the top corners in the league right now. J.C. earned his payday, and he's going to do very well with the Bolts out there on the West Coast. Another member of that secondary. Patriots love undrafted rookie free agent corners. Going to get into that in just a little bit. But Jonathan Jones resembles that remark. Jonathan Jones, one of the best slot corners in the league, no question about it. He will be a welcome addition back to the team this year after missing most of 2021 with the shoulder injury. Surgery went well, and Jonathan is ready to get back on the field and once again contribute to the New England Patriots secondary. But it's not just defensive players. As we said before, David Andrews, Brandon Bolden, prominent members of the offense. Jacoby Myers, also an undrafted free agent. Jacoby having his free agent tender picked up. He signed it. He's going to be in the fold for at least one more year. You have to think that the Patriots and Jacoby are going to try to work on a long-term deal. Gets along very well with Mac Jones. He is one of their most short-handed receivers. No question about it. This guy absolutely is a big part of what the New England Patriots want to do offensively. Jacoby's not a number one receiver, but that's not the job that he's supposed to play. He is a security blanket, and I know I hate using that term, but that's exactly what he is. And he's going to continue to be that for Mac Jones, a very reliable receiver, and in my opinion, an underrated athlete at the position as well. So I look for big things out of Jacoby. I know Mac is, and I know the Patriots offensive brain trust are looking for that as well. But we're not done yet with that. My main man, who made that man a gunner, Olszewski, who is now going to be returning punts for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all-pro punt returner. I know his resume. I know LJ. His resume is not that great when it comes to being a receiver, but truly one of the better return men and one of the better special teamers on this club for the last couple of years. A great story coming out of Imaji State. He is an undrafted rookie free agent as well. So the Patriots have found success in undrafted rookie free agent pools. These guys have had success in a Patriots uniform. My main man, Adrian Phillips, coming over from the Chargers. All right, he wasn't the Patriots signee, but he's an undrafted rookie free agent as well. The New England Patriots, again, have an ability to find hidden gems, diamonds in the rough, if you will, when it comes to this position. And the team actually has an active streak of 18 years where at least one undrafted rookie makes the opening day regular season roster. Last year, it was rookie kicker, the kid with the leg, Quinn Nordine, making the team's initial 53-man. A lot of people thought that this was an indication that he had beat out Nick Folk. Quinn never suited up for the Patriots last year in a regular season game, was on season-ending IR with an abdomen injury. Nick obviously kicked the entire year and performed very well. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen when Quinn comes back into the building this year. Will he have a chance to make the roster? I think he'll have a chance, but I think it's going to be a very difficult task for him to unseat Nick Folk, who had a masterful year in 2021, and I think will continue to be the kicker here in New England this year, and he definitely should be, considering he was indeed re-signed by the team as a free agent. That being said, once the 10 players had been added by the draft, the Patriots had 9 spots open on their 90-man offseason roster, and like I said earlier, they've been able to fill 8 of them. And those 8 players that are coming into the New England Patriots system now have a tall task, but not an impossible task, to crack this year's 53-man roster. We're going to take a look at the Patriots' undrafted rookie free agent signings and what it means for the New England Patriots going forward. Do these guys really have the chance to make the roster? Well, I think a few of them do, and I think one of them has a very good chance to do it. Which one? We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, folks, remember that BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports information. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs, at the start of the Major League Baseball season. NHL is in full swing. Definitely check all of this out on BetOnline, because it's your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Pats fans, it's always fun to join you here on the microphone listening, and I appreciate you taking the time for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Once again, I'm your host, Mike DeBate, and here today on the pod, we're talking a little bit about undrafted rookie free agents, and the Patriots definitely love their UDFAs, to use an acronym, but it's close enough. And the New England Patriots right now have 8 on their roster, and it's looking interesting for some of these guys to be able to make the roster. Some of these players have very accomplished resumes, and the ones that I think have the greatest opportunity to do so are players that may have stood out at a smaller school, but were able to show that they can hang with a lot of the great competition out there in college football. Well, the one that may have the best shot comes from a premier college football program, but we're going to get to that one in just a moment. I want to start with the most recent signee for the New England Patriots, and this one just came a couple of days ago, and that is cornerback Devin Hafford of Tarleton State in Texas. Hafford may have received less than his share of draft-worthy attention. Again, he comes from an FCS school. Those guys don't normally get a lot of the spotlight that some of the big-time programs will, but that does not mean that there is not a lot to like about his game. There's a lot I love about this kid's game. If you haven't had a chance to check out some of his film, check it out on YouTube. I guarantee you, you guys are going to love what you see. He appeared in 56 games for the Texans during his six-year team with Tarleton State. Adequately sized for the position, he's 6 feet, 195 pounds, but for a guy his size, he demonstrates pretty adequate speed for a pro-level player. He ran a 1.52 second 10-yard split at his pro day, and this is something that the New England Patriots love. They love versatility in the backfield. They like a guy that can come in, show a combination of size, speed, and strength, and I think Hafford has the chance to do it. Pretty impressive statistics at Tarleton State, compiled 50 tackles, six interceptions, two fumble recoveries, and scoring one touchdown. He was named the WAC Defensive Player of the Year last year in 2021. This kid comes in with a swagger. He plays the game with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Reminds me of J.C. Jackson in that regard, because J.C. always played like he had something to prove, like he was willing to go that extra mile to prove teams wrong and make them pay, essentially, figuratively, of course, but, you know, make them a little bit sorry that maybe they passed on him as a draftee and let him go to undrafted rookie free agency. I see some of that element in Hafford. The game is not something that I would say is comparable, although there are moments where they do look similar on the field, but I like the swagger on this kid, and he's one to watch. Now, the Patriots do have a crowded cornerback room right now. Going to be tough to crack that room, but if there's someone with the talent to do it, I like the way Hafford plays. And the fact that he played in a school that maybe not a lot of guys scouted him at, or in teams, I should say, scouted him at, might have a leg up on the competition in that regard. So keep your eye on cornerback Devin Hafford. The second is, I think, a player that everyone is probably most intrigued by, probably the Patriots' most high profile of the undrafted rookie free agents, because he can essentially do it all. He's a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver. I'm talking about Derek King out of Miami. And this is a typical versatile offensive weapon that the New England Patriots love to employ. Very intriguing skill set on this kid. He can align in the backfield. He can take snaps under center. He's more than capable of being a quarterback. But most people, including myself, believe his best days as a pro are going to come as a wide receiver. Six-year career at Miami. He also played for Houston a little bit as well, but finished it out at Miami. Caught 61 passes for 520 yards, three touchdowns. This is what brought the Patriots to the table with Derek King. Don't forget, they had him in for a free agent visit, or I should say a pre-draft free agent visit. A little bit surprised that he didn't hear his name called on draft day, but once he didn't, you knew the Patriots were going to pounce on this pretty quickly because they love guys with diverse skill sets, and Derek King definitely has that. Catching the eye of Joe Judge was something that I think is worth noting here. A lot of people are still down on Judge and his offensive coaching capabilities. I know it's going to take a little bit to see what's going on the field before people start warming to this, but I will say this about Derek King. He is a player that can definitely do a number of different things. And if the Patriots are looking for someone that can be versatile, give you the added edge for trickery, this is someone you want to keep around on the staff. I don't necessarily know if all of the light that's being shown on him would allow him to pass through waivers and then be signed to a practice squad. But if that's the case, I think the Patriots would jump at the chance. If they have to use a 53-man roster spot, that's going to be tough. But at the same time, I like this kid's diverse skill set. So if he can come in and wow the Patriots brain trust and the coaching staff, especially head coach Bill Belichick during training camp, I would definitely look for something to happen there. Derek King is someone I'll have my sharp eye on all throughout this cycle, all throughout training camp, and as we move through training camp to the preseason and then eventually to the regular season. The Pats definitely raised a lot of eyebrows, folks, when they drafted Cole Strange at number 29 overall. First rounder without a first round grade. I know, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, but that's exactly what happened when the Patriots decided to take Cole Strange. They continued to add to their offensive line, and they did so in the draft, you know, choosing a couple of guys, Andrew Stuber out of Michigan, Chasen Hines out of LSU. continuing to stockpile offensive linemen. Well, that continued into undrafted rookie free agency because out of the University of Houston, they selected center Cody Russey, and they took him as an undrafted free agent. Spent his first 5 years in college at Louisiana Tech before transferring to Houston. Pretty good size, 6'2", 292 pounds. But he's got the versatility to align at guard or at center. And this is something that the Patriots, I think, are looking at, and they're looking at a lot of options. David Andrews is not getting any younger. You have to worry about the ability for someone to come in and be able to take the load at center. Ted Karras is not walking through that door anymore, folks. He's off in Cincinnati. Ted was an extremely versatile lineman that could play in a number of positions. I'm not assuming anything's going to go wrong with David. He looks tremendously healthy since the time where he had the blood clot in his lungs a couple of years ago. He's looked great. So I'm pretty optimistic that David can come in and play a full season. But if, in fact, something were to happen to him, you do need insurance at that position. And stockpiling guys that are versatile, that could step in and play the center position, makes them invaluable. And Russey is someone that I think can do it. Started over 60 games. In his six seasons in college. So this is a kid that is definitely durable and can handle the load. He was named a second-team All-Conference as a senior. Also, was a teammate of another New England draft pick, third-round choice, Marcus Jones, who was the cornerback that the Patriots selected in the third round. It'll be interesting to see if maybe that gives him a leg up on the competition. Maybe someone that Marcus can give a little bit of a stamp of approval to. Who knows? I think it's a possibility, but we will continue to see. So those are guys that I would have my eye on if I were you. But there are still five more that we haven't gone through yet, including my sleeper pick for the one that actually becomes the New England Patriots 53-man roster selection out of this pool of undrafted rookie free agents. But first, folks, before we continue on today with our undrafted rookie free agent discussion, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Coming up Monday, May 8th, and you definitely want to be prepared. And you can be prepared by doing business with our good friends over at BlueNile.com. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, whether it be creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams for your significant other or gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece to mom. Whether she prefers a statement piece or an everyday subtle elegance piece, BlueNile.com has the fine jewelry options for every mom. Shop high-quality classic diamond earrings, elegant tennis bracelets, or gemstone pendant necklaces. This Mother's Day, give mom something she'll treasure forever with fine jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Patriots listeners get $50 off $500. This podcast exclusive is only good through Mother's Day. So use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON plus. Every order is insured. It ships free and it arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Locked On Patriots listeners, in this competitive business environment, could you afford to have a portion of your workforce just sitting around doing nothing? Well, why should your building be any different? Catalyst Power would like to lease that empty rooftop for you to build a large solar array, generate a brand new revenue stream without lifting a finger or being responsible for the installation or upkeep of that array. You can do something great for the environment, great for your marketing, and great for your bottom line, all at the same time. Catalyst Power will own, install, and operate the solar array at no cost to you. While your building won't receive the electricity generated by the array, it couldn't be generated without you. This is the simplest way to achieve an environmental, social, or governance goal, all while getting paid. Eligible rooftops in Massachusetts and Connecticut are over 50,000 square feet of usable space and are relatively new. Or with a scheduled repair or replacement timeline, earn up to $1 per square foot per year in lease payments. Go to catalystpower.com/lockedonpatriots to learn more. Locked On Patriots listeners, we are discussing the free agent rookie class for New England, and we're discussing the undrafted rookie free agent class for the Patriots specifically, as we talked a lot about the draft class for the New England Patriots, and we will continue when Locked On Patriots resumes its normal schedule starting on Monday, May 9th, with our main man Murph in the hot seat as we continue to break down and grade the New England Patriots moves this so far this offseason. But first, we continue on with that discussion. And in the previous segment, we talked about some of the interesting Patriots that have been added to this undrafted rookie free agent class. Cornerback Devin Hafford out of Tarleton State. All-purpose offensive weapon Derek King out of Miami. And center Cody Russey out of Houston. But the Patriots were not done adding players. They started once again by adding another member on this offensive line. And the guy that they added was Liam Shanahan out of LSU. And again, this is another versatile lineman. His versatile skill set enables him to be an all-purpose lineman. He can definitely play all over the field. He's a native of Marlboro, Massachusetts, so would be a dream come true for him to come home and play for the Patriots. Spent two seasons at LSU and started his college career at Harvard, of all places. Definitely a smart guy, so you definitely know that you're getting a brain when it comes to Liam Shanahan. He was LSU's starting center for the last two seasons. He played alongside Chasen Hines, who was the Patriots' sixth-round draft pick that I mentioned in the previous segment. He's also known for being quite durable. That, I think, is what the Patriots are looking for, durability and reliability, and this kid will bring you both. He played every offensive snap in 2020 and every SEC snap in 2021. This is someone that can come in, and you can count on him to be a part of this roster, to be a part of a game day roster each and every time he steps on the field. And again, the versatility to align at multiple positions, whether it be center, whether it be tackle, whether it be guard, he can pretty much do it all. He's done it all. But the fact that this kid could be a backup center is something I'd keep my eye on. I don't know if he'll crack the 53-man roster, but he might sneak through that waiver wire period and be able to be signed for the practice squad. And if he can be, I think that's definitely a good thing for the New England Patriots. The Pats slipped over and they decided to go a little defense as well. This wasn't all offensive minded when it came to the Patriots and it came to their penchant for undrafted rookie free agents. And they looked at the safety position and a versatile defensive back, not just the safety in this kid, Brendan Schooler from the Texas Longhorns. And he has the ability to be a two-way player. He's a special teamer, played somewhere where he could play on offense and on defense. Even though he's got the ability to play both places, if they decide to roster this kid or put him on the practice squad, I think it's going to be as a special teamer. That's where I think he projects best. Played wide receiver when he was with Oregon and then Arizona before he transferred to Texas, but he did make the positional switch to safety when he got to Texas and at 50 tackles as the sixth-year senior in 2021. So definitely a coverage guy when it comes to the special teams unit. Maybe a return guy. I'm not seeing that as a possibility because I think the Patriots have several options there to choose from. But Schooler could be one of those all-purpose Swiss Army knife type players that Bill Belichick loves to employ. And coming from a big-time school like Texas definitely speaks well for him. So he's one to keep your eye on during training camp and especially rookie minicamp, which begins this week. Another player that the Patriots brought in was a linebacker. And a lot of you, myself included, were shocked that the Patriots did not draft a linebacker in this draft. But after you get over the initial surprise, it really makes a lot of sense. There's no question about it that the Patriots have a good amount of young talent at the linebacker position that they want to see what they can do. And let's face it, last year, Ronnie Perkins was not able to suit up on the outside. He redshirted most of the season. Cameron McGrone couldn't suit up last year because of an injury. Anthony Jennings is someone that can slot in. These guys don't have a big sample size, but New England can utilize them and see what they have. They've used valuable draft capital on all of those guys to bring them in. Definitely worth it to see what they can do. So for anyone thinking that the Patriots are thin at linebacker, take a look at the depth chart. I had to take a look at it again myself and remind myself the talent that they have there. I think they're going to be just fine in that regard. But this guy could be an interesting option, and that is Purdue University's DeMarcus Mitchell. And Mitchell started his career on offense, believe it or not, when he went to Southwest Mississippi Community College. But he came on board with Purdue, and they made him a very effective edge rusher. In just 2 years as a Boilermaker, had 5.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. New England had him in for an individual workout in March, so they weren't unfamiliar with this player. Definitely wanted to see if he was going to hear his name called on draft weekend. He didn't, and the Patriots acted quickly to lock him up. So he's one to watch. I'm not saying this is going to be a 53-man roster situation, but again, a very likely practice squad member. And the Patriots, let's face it, the Patriots love to use that taxi squad as a way to bring players up and to be able to keep a pseudo farm system waiting in the wings. And I think that they've done a pretty good job of that over the last few years. So DeMarcus Mitchell, somebody to watch there as well. The Patriots did bring in a punter, and I don't think that this young man is going to be a threat to Jake Bailey, but this could get interesting if he starts to have a pretty good training camp. We saw this something similar happen last year with Quinn Nordine, and he really stole the hearts and the minds of all New England fans last year. Jake Julian out of Eastern Michigan could definitely be an interesting situation for the Patriots. He was the punter that was brought in. I know a lot of us, myself included, Murph had, you know, some fun with it. So did Claire, where we talked about Matt Araiza coming in and being the Patriots' new punter. Julian is a pretty good leg, no question about it. He spent 5 seasons punting for the Eastern Michigan Eagles. He averaged 43.4 yards per punt across his career. Canadian-born, right footer. He's expected to compete with Jake Bailey for a position on the Patriots roster. Again, I think Bailey's savvy. I think his experience and I think his big leg and ability to punt in big moments definitely gives him the upper hand, but I would not sleep on this kid. I'm really looking forward to seeing a little bit of punting competition. It was nice to see the kicking competition last year, one of my favorite subjects to write about and cover, and I anticipate something similar this year. So while I'm cautiously optimistic that Jake Julian can be interesting to watch, I'm not taking it off the table that this kid can't roster it. I don't think he'll beat out Jake Bailey, but it's going to be interesting to watch. So keep a sharp eye on him as well, folks. Jake Bailey versus Jake Julian. The two Jakes are going to be doing some battling out when it comes to the legs here in New England. But that brings me to my final player on the undrafted rookie free agent list. And without much of a surprise, it is LeBryan Ray of Alabama. And LeBryan is definitely someone I think that could have been drafted over this weekend and maybe slipped through the cracks. There was an off-the-field issue with him, and we're gathering some information on that. But by all intents and purposes, this is a kid who is locked in 100% to play, and he knows the Nick Saban system gives him a leg up on the competition with knowing the Bill Belichick situation. And isn't it always the way that the New England Patriots have to roster someone from Alabama from each rookie class? He would fit the bill. And look, it's not just his connection to Saban in Alabama. This kid can flat out play. He's got the size and the strength and the speed that the Patriots are looking for. 6'5", 284, really blends size and athleticism very well. Played 5 full seasons under Nick Saban, so he's well-versed, again, in this Patriots system. Won't have a difficult time assimilating himself into New England. And he really is someone that can stuff the run. He can actually get after the passer as well. He had 6 sacks, 13 and a half tackles for loss during his time at Alabama. I like the way this kid plays. I like the blend of size, speed, and athleticism. If I had to choose today and say which of these undrafted rookie free agents earns a spot on the 53-man roster, because of the kid being a defensive tackle and the Patriots needing some help at the edge, needing some help along the off the defensive line and the front seven, I think LeBryan Ray is the guy that will make it. But ultimately, it's not my decision, and thankfully, it's not my decision. Bill Belichick, the Patriots' offensive and defensive brain trusts, will be hard at work deciding which of the undrafted rookie free agents will make this team. Which were your favorite? Did I get anything wrong? Did you feel that I shortchanged anyone, or do you feel that maybe I didn't talk anybody up enough? Or did I go a little too over the top on the hype train? These are all questions I would love to hear you answer. So if you have a moment, please definitely take a moment to drop a comment in the comment section on YouTube or drop a line to the Locked On Patriots Twitter account at @LO_Patriots if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast provider. Folks, I can't thank you enough for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. I thank you all once again for all of your support in helping to make Locked On Patriots what it is and what it will continue to be, and hopefully getting even better and better each day. Without your support, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing, and I am truly honored and grateful for all of the feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. As long as you're respectful, your opinion is well gathered. Folks, I appreciate, once again, all of the support. I appreciate you listening. We will be back here again on Monday with Locked On Patriots with our man Murph, grading the Patriots offseason so far. We're not done musing yet. we're just not going to be using the draft or mock drafts anymore, but it's still an interesting offseason, and we'll continue to bring it to you as best we can. In the meantime, thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, but mostly thank you for making Locked On Patriots your first listen every day. Folks, download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots on platforms such as Spotify, the Odyssey app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Please make sure that you are staying locked into Locked On Patriots. Once again, I am your host, Mike DeBate. Have a great weekend, folks. Stay safe, stay well. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back here with you again on Monday when Locked On Patriots continues.